All right, we're about, we got talking about some Rookie of the Year. I hope you remember it. I mean,
it's a great movie. We were debating whether or not the kid in Rookie of the Year is also the kid in American Pie who hooks up with Tara Reid.
And if
I
so,
think he is.
By the way, that was Tara Reid when she was still like before she got all coked up and really gross. Before she hit her Lindsay Lohan years, if I can retroactively apply that title.
She was kind of a Walters before Ann Keel. It wasn't a Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Before it was a Lindsay Lohan, it was a Tara Reid.
It was a Tara Reid. So that was before she went downhill. So, I mean, look at it. A kid got a World Series ring when he was 12 and hooks up with Tara Reid.
Imagine if a kid really did get a World Series ring from a freak accident and then lost all his powers. Imagine the intervention you'd be watching like 20 years later. Like, oh, I recognize that kid. Who is that kid? Oh,
that's right.
That's the Rookie of the Year. Man, he's falling on hard times.
Man, that sucks for him.
Meth is a bummer.
All right. Oh, God, it's like the Corey Feldman of sports. All right. God rest. Is Corey Feldman dead?
I don't know.
If he is, God rest him. If not,
God
do a
will
movie.
Rest him shortly. Yeah.
All right. So we have a segment. You know you got a buddy. Who just makes these ridiculous statements that you all think are just absurd, but he fully believes in. We're going to try and recreate some of that on this show. We're going to call it, it's a segment we're going to call Outrageous Claims. We'll try and do it every week. So I've provided the outrageous claim, but first we have to play this bomb sounder I got. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first ever Two Guys, One Mic Outrageous Claim.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you got, it
might be hard to handle. And I'm not sure there's a better way to introduce it than with some Hall & Oates.
That is it. That is a great, great bumper there.
Isn't it? God, I love Hall & Oates, man. That is just something you don't want to admit on radio, but no. Here we are. All right. Outrageous claim. And Mr. Bricks, you were specifically chosen for this outrageous claim. I want you to know that. So,
okay.
Hilarity will ensue, and I'm going to be right, regardless of whether or not I win this argument.
Now, do you firmly believe this here?
I firmly believe this, okay. And I know that you will not.
All right, what is it?
European soccer is way better than the NBA.
Really?
Way better.
We're going to go there. We're going to
way
European
better,
soccer.
European soccer. Premier League, La Liga,
kick.
Serie A.
Run.
Absolutely.
Kick. Run. Kick the other way. Run.
Wholeheartedly, I believe that.
Run. Kick. Short kick. Pass. Run. That's the most boring thing to watch.
Never.
It's hockey,
absolutely
except
untrue.
It's slower on a bigger thing and they score less. It's a...
Right. They score less, and that's the point. Soccer is... I cannot stand the NBA sometimes because the first three quarters don't matter. And not only do they don't matter, they're boring as hell. Look.
They're boring?
They're
at least
boring.
They're doing something.
They're doing it too much. There's no drama. The thing about the NBA is you score on every possession. The scoring play, which is supposed to be like the thing in sports, supposed to be what we build to in sports, the scoring play. That happens every possession. Where's the drama? Here's the answer. There is none, because it happens every play. It's like, oh, you made a three. Oh, you made a two. Oh, you made a three.
So are you arguing that soccer is a better sport than basketball? Is that what we're arguing?
Yeah. Yes.
So you hate Rocky V, arguably the most patriotic movie of our time.
Rocky IV is the most patriotic movie
of all
time.
That's a good point. The second most patriotic would be Rocky V and the redemption you see in Rocky V. And now you're going to tell me that soccer is great. This is ridiculous.
Soccer is great.
You know what? So are crepes. I'm not out there eating them every day.
Because there's no drama, at least with soccer.
There's no drama. That game is designed to be boring. They don't even let you sub. By the time that game is over and you're in the extra garbage time and nobody even knows when a soccer game ends, you're just like, oh, I hope we score before they blow the arbitrary whistle on the clock.
Totally
that one
arbitrary.
Dude
I give you
has.
That.
That's ridiculous. You're not allowed to sub people, so it's just a bunch of tired guys who have been just running back and forth chasing a ball. You know who else runs back and forth chasing a ball? My dog.
Your dog is not nearly as skilled as these guys.
He's twice as fast.
There is
fast dog.
What type of dog is he?
He's a bull terrier mix. He's he looks kind of like a pit bull. He's a good looking guy.
Nice dog. Dude, soccer is so much better than the NBA. At least there's drama inside.
Listen, because, look, it's been look, yeah, just no, no, because it's
hang
been
on,
one bad
hang on,
round.
Let me make my point. The soccer, yes, the scoring doesn't happen often, but there's a drama to it. There's a buildup to it, and you have to sit through the whole game with that tension in it because the scoring play can come at any moment.
Listen to
and
what
turn
you just
the game
said.
On its end.
You just said sit, you I just said the phrase. You have to sit through the whole game.
I didn't mean
you
sit
just
through.
Made. Yes, well, that's what you said. That's the point. You have to sit through the whole game to hope that somebody scores, which, by the way, is not guaranteed to happen.
You're right. And I didn't mean you have to sit through it. Like, you have to sit through it. I mean, you have to sit there and just slave over every minute because at any second, that score could happen.
No! And at any second, it couldn't happen. 90% of the time, you're playing between what would be, you know, the 35 and the 35 if we were talking about real football. They're just in the middle, just kicking the ball back and forth.
All right. You're in the first quarter of an NBA game, okay? And your team's down six. Your point guard comes down, throws the ball into the stands. Are you like, oh God? Is there drama in that moment?
Yeah,
no.
There is. Listen,
there's
if
not.
You, if you
because
look,
you know that they could make up 6 points later in the game.
No,
at any
that's
second.
Not necessarily true.
In
if
soccer,
you look at the New York Knicks. If you look at the New York Knicks, it happened two times in this series. They lost two games. It was game two and it was game five because they were playing the Heat close. And then within like the last minute and a half of the second quarter before halftime, they let the Heat go on like a little 6-0 run. And I think it was like a 10-3 run at the end of game five. And all of a sudden, this close game that's been so close and back and forth is 8-10 points at half. And
8-10 points? Like, you can make that up in like three good possessions.
Not if you're playing the Miami Heat. Those are crucial possessions.
A team better than the Knicks could have made that up. The point is, though, in soccer, if you're in like the 12th minute and you're down and you get a corner kick and a header and a guy's got an open look at a header and puts it off the crossbar, that is a live and die moment because you don't know if you're going to get that chance again. And everyone in the place is exasperated because they know that a goal there could have changed the game. There's nothing until the fourth quarter. No one single scoring play in the NBA until you get to the final 6 minutes changes the game.
And
that is a great
argument to why hockey is entertaining, but hockey is a lot faster and you have that same tension. Soccer is too slow. It's too slow. It's not designed for television and it's not embraced in America, which then...
You think hockey is designed more for television than soccer is?
I'll tell you one thing. Yes, just because of the pace of play.
You can't follow the ball. You can't follow the puck.
In HD, you can. There's no sport that has been benefited more by HD television than hockey.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But have you ever legitimately given soccer a chance? Sat down and watched. Like, can you watch World Cup games?
I hate the World Cup.
You hate the World Cup.
The World Cup takes up my freaking time. I have to listen to people talk about it. Just get out of my screen. Do I watch the America's games? Yeah, I watch Landon Donovan get that breakaway.
How amazing was that?
It was a tie.
It was a tie.
And we went for the tie. It's like, yeah, we tied.
Yeah, it was a tie, and it put us into the next round.
Which is great. Now I have to listen to more vuvuzelas for the next 3 weeks.
Love the vuvuzela.
Shoot me in the face.
Ah,
game. It's a boring game. Listen, I played a little bit of youth soccer for a moment. I respect that soccer players are great athletes. They're great players. People love the game. You do you. It's not for me. I find it too boring. Not conducive to television.
I don't understand how you can watch the first three quarters of an NBA. The NBA. This is what the NBA. You remember Pong? Old video game Pong.
Wait,
the ball goes back across the screen.
Boom.
All right, the NBA is like the last 5 minutes of a really good Pong game that's taken 6 hours, and the ball's whizzing back and forth across the screen, and you're like, boo, 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 it's going 300 miles an hour across the screen. That's really interesting. But the first 6.5 hours, you're sitting, and the ball goes, boop.
I mean, listen, it's an NBA. It's the same thing.
Plus,
nobody
plays defense.
You can say it about any argument.
Atmosphere.
You can say it really about any sport. You know, I understand a lot of people say baseball is boring. I can't watch the third inning of the Mets versus the Dodgers. I could sit down and watch an entire, you know, Mets game, first pitch to last pitch. Any game is more boring in the beginning of the game than it is in the end of the game.
Not soccer, because you can get that high, and hockey. And you were right, and hockey. Because a goal at any moment, because it's so rare and there's such a tension and a build up to a goal at any moment, whether it's the first minute, the 30th minute, the 90th minute, could change the game.
Yeah,
on
but
its
that's
head.
Essentially the same thing as, say, baseball. If you have a good pitching matchup on and you got a runner on second, there's a lot of tension there because you need to get that guy because you're playing Roy Halladay. You might not get another guy to second base.
Baseball's a good point.
Even if it's the bottom of the second.
I'm not saying European soccer is the greatest sport in the history of the universe. I'm saying it's better than the NBA. I specifically chose that because there's no drama in the first three quarters because the scoring play happens too often.
I can understand that to a degree.
I win.
You don't win.
We're ending it.
You don't win. You know what you're doing? No, you know what you're doing? You're going off the fact that this has been a bad first round of the NBA finals.
Last year,
the NBA playoffs were fantastic. There was a lot of drama, millions of games coming down to the wire. You could watch a guy like Dirk Nowitzki go ham in the second quarter. I love watching a guy like Dirk Nowitzki do work in the second quarter. It's pretty sweet. Is the second quarter as important as, say, a goal in the first half or the first period or the first moments of a soccer game? I don't even know what lingo they use.
Minutes.
No, probably not. But it's still entertaining to me, more so than soccer is. You're talking about waiting through a boring game for what would accumulate to maybe 2 minutes of entertainment. I'm talking about watching a pretty entertaining game to get to the end when it becomes very entertaining.
All right, we're going to have to disagree, and that's probably how all of these segments are going to end. We will agree to disagree, or we will beat each other to death.
Is that it? You got any more outrageous claims, or is that...
No, it's just the one. I mean, we took that up for like 11 minutes. Let me ask you this. Here's the thing that European soccer does. It has tiered leagues. We'll talk the Premier League first. Premier League has a secondary, third
league,
by the way.
Aware.
And they relegate teams. So like if the NBA had it, the Charlotte Bobcats would not be playing in the NBA next year. We would move up, you know, a B league. What do you think about that idea? Could it ever work over here? Like, it would make a September Pirates Astros game way more exciting.
Yeah, but it would make say the Pirates lost that game. It would make April, May, and June for the Pirates next season way less exciting.
Yes, it would.
I would have a problem with it just because I'm a Mets fan and I don't want to be regulated. I think it's cool from afar. If you're watching, if you have nothing invested, I think it's cooler that the crappy teams get shipped off to the crappy league.
It's such a kick in the friggin' sack for anyone who's actually a fan of that team.
Yeah, but for me, you know, if I was actually a diehard fan of a team, I would struggle more to maintain my interest if you just knocked the Mets
into
Triple A.
All right. I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree. Though the fact that you said that my point is valid, I think means I win.
No, you're a foolish idiot.
Oh, God. All right. I mean, that's it. That's all we got for today, folks. Bricks, do you have any closing points? Any closing thoughts? Something we talked about today you want to rehash?
I could talk D2 all day long.
God, it's so
good,
man.
I want to do it. You want to do it. You know, America wants us to do it, but if we don't have time, you know, I'm not gonna reopen that Pandora's box of greatness.
Just how good is it?
It's so good.
It's so good, man.
It's like the Wayne's World 2 of
pretty good
children/adult contemporary sports movies.
Phenomenal, man.
It is a fantastic flick.
Julie the Cat Gaffney. Love that. Anyway, look, you can follow we'll be back next Thursday talking about something. I think I'll be with Brian King.
Remember the really fast cowboy kid who couldn't stop?
Right, yeah.
And they were just setting up the soda cans. Like, there's nothing more practical than spending 45 minutes setting up a wall of soda cans so this guy can run into it one time, and Emilio's got to go set up all the... You can't do anything.
Right.
Put up an imaginary line.
No.
Just teach
you
how to stop any other way.
You got to have... By the way, imagine being the person on the production staff who had to set up that friggin' wall of cans like 9 times for them to get that shot. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Terrible.
So, until next week, you can follow me on Twitter at Joe Biancino. It's JoeBiancino. Write it down. You won't remember. You can follow Bricks on Twitter, I think.
You can. Game on Bricksy. At Game on Bricksy, even. You can also follow ESPN 104.5 ESPN Radio at 104.5 The Team.
Right. And that's all we got for today. Go Rangers Game 7. Go Rangers. Win this. Please, God, win it. Good luck to the Mets this weekend. The Yankees, I hear the Knicks will have a good time doing whatever they do in the offseason.
Two guys, one mic.
There was something I was going to say else. Next week we'll talk a little Preakness, and I will have some people, some very smart people in the know, coming in to talk Champions League final with me. That's some soccer. Chelsea and Bayern Munich should be a very interesting game.
Talking soccer and horse racing?
Soccer, horse racing. We're doing all the niche sports, baby. We're going to talk some
Bricks
boxing.
Will not be here next week.
No. I think that's why we're going to get Katie. But all right, we're going to leave you today with it's some Eagles, everybody. We'll take it easy on this day. America's greatest rock band. Not to open. All right,
that's
maybe
bold.
Not. Oh, no.
They're the Rocky Five of rock bands.
Are you kidding? We're getting an ad right now. That's a fat beat right there.
That was pretty dope.
This ending has sucked. We'll try and do it better next week. Bricks, thank you for joining me, man. I hope you had fun.
I appreciate the invite.
All right, man. Have a good time, everybody. See you next week.